in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, start with the 12th verse. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye might be glad also with exceedingly joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On your part, he is evil spoken of, but on their part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as a evildoer, or as a busybody in other man's matter. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? For if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Now, he said, even though some strange thing might happen unto you, that you would be tried. The Bible said, with the fiery trials, that is to try you. But you know, if we've got Jesus in our heart, let us not be ashamed to glorify him, because he is worth it. Some strange thing might happen to me. But even though the devil can bring anything that he wants to against me, if I'm in Christ, I can overcome all the obstacles that the devil has to throw at me. Let's go back just a little bit. Keep that in mind. In Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 17, that Christ might dwell in you, in your heart, by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, might be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. If we be rooted and grounded in the love that the Lord has for us, he said, that we be rooted and grounded, and we would know how to comprehend with all saints. It ain't my little pettish way that's going to get me to the glory world that we begin singing about. My little selfish pride will separate me from the good world to come. If we be in Christ, I'd be rooted and grounded. I set apart. I steadfast. The devil don't have no power over us because Christ, he will see to it that we'll be overcomers. And he said, I hear in the scriptures, I let nothing be done through strive and vainglory. Brother, listen, as a murderer, as a thief, as an evildoer, or a busybody in other men's matters, I'm here to tell you that if we are love, Christ is love, God is love, and we will show our love if we be saved. How you know a man? By the kind words that he says. Now let nothing be done through strife and vainglory. People go around, I'm claiming, I'm on my way to glory. I can't give each other a kind, decent word. I reach out and try to help somebody else. They have been deceived. The devil will deceive you to keep you from making heaven. Listen, if he can. We're going to read just a little bit more. We've got to come to a close. Listen. Being rooted and grounded. I'm glad to be rooted and grounded in faith. Can your neighbor shake you for some evil word or something they do to you? Can they shake you? If you be rooted and grounded, you can't be shaken. Neither digged up by the roots. Because we be rooted and grounded in love. Love overcomes all obstacles of the world. Love in Christ. And if you have the love in Christ, you'll have love for one another. In Philippians, 2nd chapter. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy, fulfill, yea, my joy, that ye be in like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in the lowliness of heart, let each esteem others better than himself. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I'm going to quit right there. But man, whenever you get on the glory road, he said to search and seek out the old path. The old path that Jesus laid for me and you to travel. Is joy, peace, and in love. And in love with each other. Fellowship with each other. It won't be done through strife and vainglory. But we'll rejoice in his love if we fulfill his love. Don't tell me that you can be mad one day, shouting from the housetops, evil words, bad words, and say, I'm ready to go home. Listen, we don't know when the chilly fingers of death is going to touch this old frail body. But we need to be Christ-like. Mm-hmm. And we can be Christ-like We need to shake up. Somebody says something to hurt you, bother you, just shake it off. Tell them you love them and go forward. Oh, I know. I know. It's easy. I can get a little mad, but we got to bring it under control. It's easy to let the flesh lead us away from the church. Listen, that's the devil's work and that's the devil's playhouse. And the devil's playhouse will take you to the horrors of hell. You don't want to go there. Listen, you talk about a homecoming to them that overcomes this walk of life. And these three scriptures will help us to get a hold of ourselves and get, if we ain't already, on the right road to glory. I don't know why that the Lord gave me them three scriptures. You study them. Study them well. We'll come back for maybe a Bible study. It would be good for this boy. Listen, you know what's good for me? Whenever the true word of God sets my fields on fire. When it corrects me, enough to let hurt. I have to say, I am guilty, Lord. Lord, help me. I help my unbelief. Help me and establish my goings in thee. Because I want to see Jesus. Oh. Preacher, I'm going to see Jesus. You got that right. We will see Jesus as he is. Every eye will see, and every tongue will confess, and every knee will bow one day. But my, not only I want to see him, but I want to hear him say, come up here and live with me, thou good and faithful servant. I made you rulers over many things. It's study, hearing. You will see him. According to the word of God. You believe the word of God?
Amen.
You will see the Son of Man. I don't want to see his wrath. I don't want to see his wrath. And he's told us. But beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial that is to try you. We will be tried. Listen, but we must come out on the other side in a winning hand, because we crucify the flesh. Day by day, when we have to crucify the flesh, day by day, we work on our love and the things that irritates us. Oh yeah, I get upset. Mary gets upset. We have a little fuss. It's gone. It's over. We didn't get violent and throwing each other, throwing stuff across the house. We never done that. But listen, he said, anger and sin not. Get a hold of it. Love one another. Be in one mind and one accord. We're looking for one day where it's a heartbeat. You're not promised another breath. You're not promised another day. Brother Ronald, he's intended to do some work around his house, not knowing that the death angel was on his way. Not knowing just in an hour or two or few minutes, he's going to be here. Oh, listen. If there's ever been a time, then we need to wake out of sleep as we slumber and sleep and just let the day go by. Where will you be whenever the Lord calls for you? Will you be in the house of God? Will you be somewhere doing what the Lord would have you to do, or would you just be enjoying life? Listen, the Bible said men would enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. You better, if you're going to go that route, you better get a lot of enjoying done, because you ain't going to enjoy it after you're gone. I'd rather suffer as a Christian now and suffer and endure all the way to the end, because I know the end's coming. And then from there, forever and ever and ever, I'll have a home in glory. Listen, I don't know what you got out of this scripture, but after I woke this morning, all three scriptures just come to my mind, and I felt good. It was enough for some odd reason. If I said, Randy, I need you to preach for him this morning, he's been here. If he ain't already got an appointment, I don't think he did, but he would have been here. But then before Dad left me, I said, Lord, I do the best I can. I don't feel like it. I can't preach to you like I want to, but maybe it was meant this way. Slow it down. Get it to you. What are you going to do with it? You see, our life is open today for decisions to be made. Brother Ronald's life ended just like that. Like me and you. Now I don't know. I just don't know what I'll have to put up with. I don't know how I would leave this world. But however I leave this world, I want Jesus to leave with me. Because I'm going to see him one day face to face. We will all come before the judgment seat of Christ and see him face to face as he is. Many will have to sadly hear him say, depart from me. He lived, he walked, he died for us. He'd gone away and to prepare a place for us. And he told Thomas, he said, if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Friday, he received Brother Ronald. He come after him. When's he coming after you and me? We don't know. Be sure that you're doing everything that he would have for you to do. Listen. I'd rather live in a cave and just live off the land. It's to live like a lot of people do and forget God. I want to leave here with clean hands and a pure heart. And I don't know your heart. You don't know my heart. But we know each other by the love we have for each other. And I love you this morning. And it's every man's choice. Every man has to work out his own salvation with fear and trembling. Just because you went to church this morning and spent just a few minutes, you got to endure it all the way to the end. Put Christ first, foremost in your life, and everything else will work out. If you be rooted and grounded in his love, I said, in his love. Many his disciples went back one time, walked with him no more. And he asked Peter and them boys, he said, will you also go away? Peter said, Lord, thou hast the words of eternal life. And to whom shall we go? Where would you go to have a better life than a Christian life? Who would you turn to have a better promise? Abraham, he sojourned in a land of promise. We will are sojourning in a land of promise. There's a land
that's promised to us. But it's awaiting for us. We got to get there. So let's meet death with clean hands and a pure heart. Praying, seeking God. Being rooted and grounded, let everything, if they be any consolation of love, if they would be any comfort of love in your life, pull it out, work with it. Whatever's going wrong in your life, set your goal on high. And purpose this one thing in your heart, in your mind, is a mind of Christ, and that is forgiving, joy, love, and peace. So you have the few scattering remarks this morning, and I hope you do something with it. He's trying to tell us something, or he wouldn't have directed me down across the Word of God if he hadn't had a purpose. All things has purpose. If you need to pray this morning, you just come and pray. I don't know. You know what? Somebody said, well, wonder what they done. Well, duh, they might be praying for you. Yeah. See, you don't know the heart. You know somebody needs prayer, and you need to come to them and pray for some loved one somewhere. You come. It don't matter what's on your heart. It ain't none of my business what's on your heart. What is my business? To get you the Word. Praise the Lord, and you do with it. As we stand, Melissa come to the piano. My. Just over yonder, we'll have a great homecoming. Just over yonder. When all of God's people will come together. If you need to pray, you slip out and come. Face things in your life you need to get rid of, slip out and come. Whatever goes on, you got somebody to pray for, slip out and come.